2 a.m. Tommy has his coins on the table. Don't.
Oh, isn't it good, Matty?
So where are your coins?
Isn't it good?
Hang on, where are your coins?
Oh, the notes are just falling from my pockets.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
So, yeah, you've given up the coins, have you? You've just gone straight to the top shelf?
Well, as some of our listeners like to assume, it's not coins, but brown paper bags, some checks. I mean, isn't it just
another one for the battlers.
A small club from Moore Park, eastern suburbs, you know, where just hardworking people all live. Yeah. And they just get another one. I believe he was a Roosters junior as well, way back when, Spencer Lenu, as well as Dom Young, even though he was born and raised in England, he was somehow a Roosters junior. So it's a great, you know, return home for both Dom Young and Spencer Lenu.
Who's next, Tommy?
Ooh, who's next? I don't know.
Mitch?
How about let the listeners know? Yeah. Who do you want to see next in a Roosters jersey?
No. Listen, let's because there's 1,000 text messages and we all know what they're saying and everybody's jumping up and down and there are some pretty valid, you know, valid points to be raised. So just take all that aside and all the ha-ha laughter aside. Just dead set put your Roosters hat on, right?
No, it's always on, Matty.
It's always on.
It is always on.
From a pure fan's perspective,
yep,
you can understand why people and the text messages that you're seeing come through, you can understand where they're coming from, can you not?
In terms of the frustration that Roosters always seem to get the big players, 100%, 100%.
And how can you afford them all?
Yeah, 100%. Well, I'll echo what Pedro the Rooster said last segment. So the end of 2021, the Roosters lose both of their co-captains in Jake Friend and Boyd Corner. They also lose Brett Morris and Josh Morris. They lose Dale Copley. They lose Isaac Liu and Matt Ikavalu. Last year, they lost about 10 players. Sam Verrills, Ronald Volkman, Taki Aho, Daniel Saluka Fifita, Renaud Fatone, Lachie Lamb, Freddie Lussick. Yeah. And then they have a host of players off contract at the end of this year. Fletcher Baker, Egan Butcher, Billy Smith, JWH, Connor Watson, Daniel Tupo.
Got all that.
So money comes in, money goes out especially. We're not keeping all these players. It may seem like it, but guess what? We're not keeping all these players. Dom Young, Spencer Lenu, young guys, and they just want to be at a destination club. Matty, this happens in every single sporting league around the world. We got Mark here, who's a football fanatic. There are some clubs that are destination clubs. Players want to go there. Fans want to be their fans because time after time, it's the LA Lakers in the NBA, Manchester United of old in the Premier League and the EPL. Players want to be there because they have guaranteed success, not every year, but time after time, they'll be there.
Listen, on the other front of player signings, you and I have spoken about it at length, and players signing this far out to go and play with another team a season away. Do you think June 30 would be a much better arrangement? Do you think? I mean, we busted down the pros and cons this morning, and then we did it again with Matty John. So you and I had a good chat about that this morning. So where do you think this sits then, as a fan, would you rather see players waiting till round 17, going the distance with their club and then announcing a move?
Well, as a fan, I'd rather wait until the very end of the season, not even round 17, until the very... I've said it, I've proposed it countless times, have a month transfer window at the end of the season, about 2 weeks after the NRL Grand Final, do that for a month, and then you can do another two-week window before the season starts, maybe either prior or after pre-season trials. So clubs can finish. And guess what? They won't be big name players, maybe on the slight occasion, but it'll mainly be those guys, maybe 23 to 30 in the playing charts. I mean, this is all about compromise, isn't it? With the NRL and the RLPA. The RLPA have said it countless times that they do not want, or they want to have that security there for players so they can, you know, set them up, you know, help their families, yada, yada, yada. Whereas the NRL are hearing all this negative criticism from fans saying, why can't we be like other sporting professional sporting clubs around the world and just fix this mess? Because it's pedestrian. It's pedestrian that a player can sign a year in advance and then still play for that club. Now, I'm not questioning the integrity or the motive of the player. They'll still put 110% energy and motivation into their performances. They're putting their bodies on the line, but it's still a mockery. It's still a mockery. Am I happy with the round 17? No. Is it better than what we have now? Yes.
Yes, easy. Would you be happy if the NRL Grand Final found a new home every couple of years?
Yes, 100%.
What if it was outside of Sydney or Queensland, somewhere in Queensland.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
I'm not as parochial when it comes to these things. I think it's we are the National Rugby League. We are not the Sydney Rugby League, even though a lot of fans want to cling to that once again. I'm happy for it to go to the highest bidder. We just have to make sure that the promotion is there. And it's going to look really bad if, say, we're at Optus Stadium and there's 40,000 there for a 60,000-seat stadium. One thing that we'd have to make sure
while we're playing 20 questions, it's rapid fire for you this morning, isn't it?
Yes, let's go.
Do you agree with Matty Johns' top eight? So same as last year, but he's got the Seagulls coming in at the expense of the Raiders and then a few others moving around, but only one out, one in.
No, because history shows that that isn't true. And I think later on this week, I'll share mine with you. I think a big riser this year, big mover, can be the Brisbane Broncos. I think they can get into the top four.
Top four?
I think they can get into the top four. Even with all this drama around Kevvy Walters, not completely sold on him as a coach, I think they can make top four.
When should we do it? Should we do the top eight Wednesday with Webby?
Sure.
Should we put a date?
We're going to have to.
Thursday morning.
Yeah. It's up to you. Hey, it's mornings with Matt White.
Let's do it.
It's your decision.
You constantly remind me. Let's do it on Wednesday morning. Okay. There you go. We've got ourselves 2 days to come up with our top eight. I found that really interesting. Matty's top eight to me was interesting in a couple of respects. I do have a home for Manly in my top eight. I'm trying to find a home for others. I'm not going to rule the Storm out. You know, the discussion that we had.
Yes.
I'm buying them back in. Still worried about him, but I'm buying him back in. But I found it interesting that he's got Parramatta just sneaking into the eight or in eighth position.
Stats don't lie. And as I said last week, history has shown that a team that finished in the bottom four the year prior will come into the top eight and in the top four the following season. So there are hosts of clubs that can do that this year. Will history continue? I don't know. But I am pro the Broncos this year. I think they can find their way back into the top eight and even top four.
Missed it this morning, Matty Johns' top eight. The Panthers to finish on top from the Roosters. He's got South Sydney finishing in third. So that's a move from seventh last year up to the top four. The Sharks in fourth, the Melbourne Storm in fifth, the Cowboys to finish sixth, the Seagulls to finish in seventh, and the Parramatta Eels, last year's grand finalist, to finish in eighth. So from 2022 to 2023, Matty's got Manly coming in and the Canberra Raiders going out. More after this.